again, everybody. It's Chuck Ross, editorial director here at Television Week. And this afternoon, we've got David Fury on the phone from 24, one of the co-executive producers. How you doing, David?
I'm doing great, Chuck.
Excellent. A pretty exciting episode last night. I certainly got into it. But I wanted to, before we talk about it, I wanted to talk a little bit about an article that was widely read, obviously, here in Hollywood yesterday in the L.A. Times, talking about the fact that there might have been a little drop off in quality in 24 from last season, and I'm just wondering what you think. I mean, these shows are so hard to do year in and year out. And you, David, for those of you who don't know, is an award winning writer who had been on Lost and has just done a terrific job over here on 24. So I'm just wondering, and obviously the article was an interview with Howard, who we've talked to a lot of times here, but and not with you. But I'm just curious what your take on it and sort of what the feeling is over there on the set.
Well, obviously, it wasn't the happiest experience to read people's displeasure with the season. Certainly, as Howard indicated in the article, it's been a very tricky year for us. It's been very difficult. This is year six on the show, and you try to keep the plates spinning on the show. You try to keep things interesting, find new ways to tell the story, and unfortunately, we wound up repeating ourselves somewhat. We've wound up having to spend a little more time in the political intrigue in the White House more than with Jack, and that's just the nature of just trying to tell the best stories we can and where the stories take us. And sometimes those decisions, we make the right decisions, sometimes we don't. I still would claim that regardless of the quality drop off that people are saying about it, the show is still very strong. It's still one of the best things on television.
Right. I would agree with you, and that's not to say that I think that I think a lot of the viewers do have legitimate comments, and I don't know if complaints is too broad.
Complaints seems very accurate based on what I read. I mean, certainly we have our complaints. I mean, we have complaints that we express to each other.
Right.
And unfortunately, it's just the nature of doing the show. The show just kind of the stories sort of spill out, and you do the best you can. With the episodes that you have, and where the where you need to take the characters.
Ask you something, and as someone who's done this kind of thing, and obviously Lost is a similar show in the fact that it's a continuing story, so that part is the same. And what I'm wondering about is one of the things that I've talked to Howard and Manny and Evan and everybody about there is sort of the nature of the show as it's written, and clearly you guys put a lot of care and effort into everything, but certainly before you start the season, into those first 4 hours, and then it goes on from there. And I'm wondering, do you think maybe, as a storyteller, I'm just curious, that maybe if it was sort of outlined more specifically, because I know everybody has told me that a lot of times in the later episodes they didn't even know this was going to happen because it hadn't been done, it hadn't actually been outlined in that sense. What do you think about that?
Well, I think there's certainly an argument to be made in that regard. I'm certainly more comfortable with mapping out stories beforehand and mapping out story arcs throughout a season.
Mm-hmm.
But the show has found such success in both ways of working. I mean, they tried in the early seasons of 24, they did try to map out stories and arc out stories a little bit more than they did, say, in seasons 4 and 5.
Right.
And 4 and 5 turned out to be two of the most successful seasons of the show.
Right.
It just so happens that maybe this year it's caught up with us, and maybe people are learning a lesson of, we managed to do it. Our talents and our combined talents of everyone involved and the smarts of the people who've been doing the show managed to maintain it for this long, but now we're finding, this season didn't have the bones in place that the other seasons did. We didn't have the same emotional places for Jack to go to in place.
Right.
And it created a problem for us as we went along. We started realizing, we don't have enough elements here in the story to just kind of wing it.
Right. And hence, obviously, the coming back with the storyline with Kim Raver coming back.
Well, Kim has always talked about as possibly coming back. I mean, that's part of the thing is we didn't decide absolutely she would come back, and certainly she was on another show.
Well, that's so interesting, obviously, is her availability, right?
Yeah, well, absolutely. That's sometimes what dictates story.
Well,
we get a whim of an idea and say, find it at that person. person's available. If they're not, we go off that story.
Right.
The idea of Audrey coming back, that was certainly something broached early on, and we said, well, we'll keep that in our back pocket, and fortunately we were able to use it. Again, we had this season, I think more than any other, we certainly found ourselves writing ourselves into roadblocks, and we found ourselves in the same places that Jack has been before, and we weren't able to figure out ways around it. We just hoped that we could at least execute it well and keep people involved. And,
right.
And I think we have. I mean, certainly despite the press we got in the Times and other articles and other online magazines about the quality of the show diminishing or the ratings going down. I mean, I think people are just sort of latching onto a story and a lot of people are running with it. The fact of the matter is our ratings are still good.
Right.
Our ratings are still solid. We're not dropping off. Usually it's like it's the ratings are lowest in 3 years. Well, it doesn't include the first 3 years. So we're still doing okay, and you know what? It's just going to make us work that much harder to make next year that much better.
Well, let me ask you two questions about that. By the way, I always appreciate your candor, David. Really, that's very refreshing, and that's great, and as is everybody on the show, which is not like a lot of things in Hollywood, as a lot of us know. Do you think that one of the things that has been asked us a lot, and I've been reading a lot on the boards, that thought maybe you guys killed off too many characters that fans like? Do you think that might be an element?
That's certainly an element. I mean, the fact of the matter is there's characters we were able to use for stories that we can't anymore. There's relationships that Jack had that we can't exploit anymore, and that's certainly a problem. You know, you tried to tell a story where certain characters died, and there was reasons for them. There was a reason for Curtis to die. There was a reason for
Andrew
to die. But unfortunately, that then presents a new problem for us is, well, we don't have those people to pull from anymore from stories.
Right.
And it becomes harder for the audience to latch on to new characters, you know, to become attached when you introduce a new character. It takes time for people to, for those characters to garner the same affection that the older characters did.
Oh, I think that's right. And for whatever reason, and again, I think this might be one of the unknowable, X elements or whatever, that the sort of chemistry between Edgar and Chloe is just not there between Chloe and Morris. I mean, it's just not. I mean,
well, it's going to be a different, no matter what actor you get. I mean, you're never going to have the same thing that Lee and Mary Lynn had.
Right.
It's always going to be different. Morris and Chloe's relationship is very different. Carl is a very different actor.
Right.
And we try a lot of different things. They're both wonderful actors, and maybe we haven't given them enough to do, enough interesting things to happen. People aren't as invested in them as they were in the days past with Chloe and
Edgar.
But you try to find new ways to do it, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But believe me, we're aware of it. The thing that people don't understand is that most of these episodes were done long before.
Of course,
this happened. So believe me, we were aware of it long before the audience was.
Right.
That this is working, and this could be working better, or we're not servicing the characters well enough.
Right.
Or we're not seeing enough of Jack. We know that. We're trying to, but of course, we have to go where the story takes us.
Of course. And last night you did get into Jack Moore, obviously, and I think it was a pretty strong episode last night, and bringing a couple of other elements in there, and we'll see where all that leads, obviously.
Yeah, it was certainly great to have Kim back, and it was great to bring James Heller back, as well.
Right. Just one final question as you look out going towards next season, and obviously knowing all these elements that you do you think one of the things that might happen is a mapping out of the season maybe a little more like in the old days, or how do you think? Because as you said, I think I think season four is your strongest season. I think season five was close to that, and those are ones where you
and those
you
were
didn't
two
do
seasons
it
where we were pretty, well. Those are two seasons we were pretty much winging it.
Right.
So it's interesting. So, yes, as far as next year, I think you're going to see a little bit more of a mixture of those approaches. I mean, there's going to be a little bit. We're going to figure out a little bit more so that we don't find ourselves in later episodes running into that problem.
Right.
There'll be a little bit more groundwork done that hopefully will sustain for an entire season. But I think we're already talking about next season, and we've got a lot of really great things planned. And,
fantastic.
And a lot of surprises. And I think people will become, those people who were a little disillusioned this year will be back.
Excellent. Well, it's like they say, in the business I'm in, competition is great. A little pressure isn't bad, and brings out the best in all of us, I think. So.
Yes, and absolutely. After winning the Emmy last year, we had nowhere to go but down anyway. They were gunning for it. They'd have to be gunning for us. There's no way to keep this kind of good press up.
There is a reason, where a Seinfeld, left the air, when it was, I think, number one. There are very few shows that have done that, I Love Lucy or something like that. But, there is just the fact especially, to defend you guys a little bit, not that you need defending, but...
It isn't an
I Love Lucy, it isn't a Seinfeld, it isn't a sitcom, or even some of these other shows where you can, or Law and Order that goes on and on because that formula is there. What you guys is, you guys really do have to try and think of new ways and keep it interesting and different season after season, and as you say, that's not an easy thing to do, no matter how bright and how smart all you guys are.
You're absolutely right. This is a particularly difficult show to do that, but that's not going to stop us from trying.
Right. Well, thank you so much again, David Fury, co-executive producer. We always appreciate your candor and honesty, and we'll talk to somebody there from 24 again next week. Thank you so much.